What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With Venmo Stash, a taco on one hand and ordering a ride in the other means you're stacking cash back. With Venmo Stash, get up to 5% cash back when you pick a bundle of your favorite brands. Earn more cash when you do more with Stash. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at Venmo.me/stash terms.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. Where's the line? Jabron, we've been talking.
little NFL. Where's the line?
We've been talking Big Ten, Husker basketball, some other monster matchups in the conference, NFL playoffs, of course. Let's get to the game, though, that everybody's talking about. I think it's a curious line here when you're just talking the point spread.
Yeah.
You know, just in itself here. But, of course, Kansas City Chiefs for the fourth year in a row.
The Chiefs at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Andy, I'm just going to get it out right ahead of this and just go lock of the week. Oh. Kansas City Chiefs -7. It is a lock of the week. These guys might win by 21 points. These guys might run these guys out of the business, out of the stadium, out of Kansas City. These guys are going to be sent back to Cincinnati thinking about what just happened.
So, yeah, the matchups, the Chiefs versus the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
And, I've been hearing a lot of chatter, seeing a lot of articles talking about you got to get on Kansas City. We're already seeing movement in the line. I mean,
it's going up.
I'm on MGM, and they're at 7.5. You're looking at Caesars, and they're still sitting at 7.
We're still sitting at 7, and I'm putting the bet in right now. It's going. Lock of the week, 7 points. If you feel better with buying the point and going down to 6.5 just because you don't want it to push, you can do that. But I'm steady with 7. I think it's going to be more of a 10 to 15 point win range.
You know, for all your talk, you know, with the 49ers and the Rams and talking about, oh, man, it's playoffs, there's defenses and this and that. And these are two AFC teams that know each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Why wouldn't you extrapolate the same type of mindset where these two teams know each other and the defenses can buck up and get stops? I'm not saying they'll shut these offenses down.
Yep.
Nobody shuts down Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
You know, those
guys. These
are
the best players in the NFL.
Yeah. But you still made that point with great offensive players on the other side.
Yeah.
Why isn't that holding true here? Well, what am I missing?
What you're missing is well, you're not missing it because you already said it. This is Kansas City's fourth time in a row playing in this game. Been to the Super Bowl twice.
Only twice.
Be 3 times. but this Cincinnati team, as good as they are, with all these young stars, with, you know, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Joe Burrow, all of these guys, Joe Mixon. This is still a building block. These guys are too young. They don't understand this. I know Joe Burrow has a national championship, and so does Ja'Marr Chase, but this is the big time. This is the big time.
Okay, so you're kind of going with the pay your dues type of perspective here.
I'm going with Mahomes and this team knows how to win right now. The Cincinnati Bengals, I think, got a good draw against Tennessee. I don't think
won the conference.
Yeah, they did.
They won their division.
It's not about who can win in the regular season. We're not giving awards away for the best team in the regular season. If we did, most of our Super Bowl champions wouldn't be the Super Bowl champions.
They're the best team without their best player for most of the year.
Good for them. Good for them.
If they would have had him back earlier and had him in full sight. Nobody gives Tennessee the credit they deserve. That's my personal, you know, perspective on it. But give credit where credit's due. Here we go. We have the Chiefs versus the Bengals.
Yeah.
I still think this is an insane line, being that this is the game to go to the Super Bowl, and this is over a touchdown.
Yeah.
Over a touchdown spread right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of books that we're looking at, you're still sitting at 7, you know, looking at the Caesars number there, but that's still 7 points. And we've seen a lot of blowouts this year. Don't get me wrong, in the NFL.
Yep.
But I do not like it when it gets in the NFL over a touchdown. That's what we have here.
That's what
for
we
the
have.
AFC championship game.
Well, I mean, just to be honest with you, Andy, I just think we watched the AFC championship game last night. Probably the best football game of all time between the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'll
instant
agree with
classic.
That.
Instant classic.
You know, just thinking about that game earlier today, I was like, that probably was a Super Bowl.
That was.
I mean, it could have been. You know, we can speculate.
I think it's the best NFL game that I've ever watched, and we were going nuts back and forth.
Yeah.
It was so much fun, and I really didn't. I didn't really care who won. It was just so much fun to watch all those stars align for everybody. And it, yeah,
13
and it,
seconds.
And it does
13 seconds.
Yes, 13 seconds. 13 seconds is all it took. Dak had 14 seconds, ran it up the middle, and couldn't get another playoff. The Kansas City Chiefs got like 75 yards on two plays with 13 seconds, kicked a field goal.
I mean, that's also kind of mean. You're comparing McCartney to Andy Reid.
Well, I'm comparing Dak Prescott to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that's
MVP to no VP.
You cowboy hater.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And the only thing that I will say about last night's game, why it wasn't good, Tony Romo on the call.
Oh, geez.
I hate the Cowboys. Get him off
there. Have
you
ever called a game? It's not that easy, especially when you're good. You're trying to do color, trying to break it down. You're trying to bring in your experience, you know, and I have a very limited experience, you know, when I'm trying to do games, you know, in the other work that I do.
For sure.
So I give those guys a little bit more leeway or a little bit more love than most. With that said, I still – heck with Romo.
Yeah, no.
He's so brilliant.
I know that it's challenging, and I know that it's a hard job and all that kind of stuff. I'm just saying don't put those Cowboys on my broadcast. I don't care if it's Aikman. I don't care if it's Romo. I don't care if it's Staubach. Get them off there. They're not America's team up here. Don't care.
I will give credit to Aikman because where he kind of gets off the rails and people really let him have it.
Yeah,
is when he states the obvious and he says things like, "Well, this is where they've had trouble running the ball," and they're talking about the 30th ranked, the 30th ranked rushing offense, right? And it's like you have to state the obvious to set the table
for sure.
You know, so I even give Aikman a little bit of credit or leeway there. Romo, though, I think that shtick of where he guesses the play.
Yeah.
It's like, well, duh, it's 3rd and 5. And you
I bet they're going to pass it.
Yeah, and you haven't been able to run the ball, and you got a great quarterback and a bunch of slot receivers.
See, on this play, I would have thrown it to Jason Witten.
Oh, really?
Really? Is that what you would have done? No, I know that we're getting off on a tangent, but I do not like those Dallas Cowboys, and I don't like their commentating, and I don't like them once they leave Dallas either.
Here's where I could see Patrick Mahomes going to Travis Kelce.
You think?
An all-pro throwing to all-pro. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
So, I mean, you could maybe convince me a little bit to give Romo a hard time on that.
No, but that was an instant classic. Josh Allen, whoa.
Yeah.
What a game. Just to be overshadowed by Patrick Mahomes. I mean,
I don't even think he was overshadowed.
Yeah.
And I thought that showed a lot of class where Mahomes, first thing he did was drop his helmet and run across the field to find him. Yeah, and shake his hand after the game. But he was running the ball. He was passing the ball with great accuracy. I thought he willed his team to a victory when he went on that, it was a minute and a half drive.
Yep.
He won the game. Was it 3rd and 20 when he zipped that touchdown in there?
To Gabriel Davis.
Oh, my God.
No, he
with
won.
13 seconds left in the game.
Yeah. He won the game twice.
Yeah. Yeah, two drives.
He won the game twice. The Chiefs just wouldn't go away. It was just so much fun to watch. And like you said, we don't really have skin in the game with these two teams, you being a Bears fan, me being a Panthers fan. But, wow, instant classic, one of the best games I've ever seen.
No, I got to agree with you on that. So I think where you're going with that is you're going to hammer the over, which MGM has it at 54.5 because you think Kansas City is going to run and pass the ball up and down the field.
Yeah.
And the Bengals might too.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's where I feel more confident in this because I know what Kansas City can do.
For sure. No, unlike the San Francisco and Rams game, I think this is going to be a very more up-tempo play style when these guys are just taking shots. I can see the Kansas City Chiefs putting up 45 points in this game. And like you said, Cincinnati Bengals with all their weapons, I still think they can squeeze out 30 points themselves.
Bengals got into some prime time this past season.
No doubt about
it. For good reason. Burrow in his second year, I mean, he started to really showcase what he can do and turn into that elite-level quarterback that you can kind of hang your cap on.
No doubt about it.
And he's got some really fun weapons that he's been throwing the ball to. Jamar Chase, an old LSU Tiger.
Yeah, they won a national championship together.
Averaging 18 yards per reception. That's just insane. I mean, that's just – you know you're not only going to get a first down, but you're going to double it. You're going to get 20 yards every time you throw that dude the ball.
He gets open space, it's gone. It's literally just Tyreek Hill. Yeah.
Well, and Tyreek Hill, to give you a perspective, Tyreek Hill's only averaging 11 yards per reception.
Right.
So you got a guy over in Cincinnati that's doubling that almost. It's just amazing what he's been able to do in his rookie season. But I think it does have a little bit to do with that rapport with Joe Burrow.
No doubt about it.
I do think, you know, you're talking about your lock of the week. I love the over here. I love hitting that over 54.5, and it's probably going to move up. It really is going to move.
I think
it is.
Yeah. I think it's probably going to get to about 57.5.
This is one of those cases where you have sharps and squares both betting. They have the same mindset.
No doubt about it. Scoreboard. Everybody's taking the over here. I would be very pressed to see this not go over. Just with the way that these defenses are playing and the way that we saw these guys, these offenses turn these drives into points. It was nuts. In the last 2 minutes of that Bills game, there's 25 points scored.
In the last 2 minutes alone.
Yeah.
Just back and forth, big play after big play. And, yeah, I think that's kind of been the calling card of the Bengals offense.
No doubt about it. Those big plays.
And you're going to – I mean, here's another little note that kind of gives you a little – makes you feel better about betting that over.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on with the secondary right now with the Chiefs.
We don't.
Huge injury. We believe
best player on defense,
Matt, another LSU Tiger.
Yep.
Honey Badger. How do they win that national championship? I don't know. But I think he's in protocol right now. Concussion protocol. Will he be back? We hope so. We think so.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you're in something like that, you could get one bad hit and you're back out.
Yeah.
You know, you already kind of got a light on you.
Yeah.
And he might not play at all. He might not even suit up. We just don't know
right
now.
We just don't know about that.
So that's going to leave the Chiefs even more vulnerable, and they've been had.
Yeah.
This whole season, they lost some games that they should have won.
For sure.
You know, where they scored 4 touchdowns and still lost.
One of them being to the Cincinnati Bengals.
So boom.
I see what you're saying here. The Honey Badger thing does scare me because he is their best secondary player, maybe the best secondary player in all of football. I don't think that the Bengals are going to be able to stop the Kansas City Chiefs at all. These Chiefs are riding high. They want to be back in the Super Bowl. And
me too. I want to be back in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, everybody does. Everybody does. But no, I just think the Chiefs are coming out. They're putting up the points. The over is hitting, and the -7's hitting if you can get in on that line.
Okay, I just want to give you a quarterback comparison here, and this is an oversimplification.
Yes, sir.
Like it always is. They always get too much credit and not enough credit, you know, when things are going right. But Joe Burrow on the year averaging 288 yards per game, 34 touchdowns, 14 picks on the season. Mahomes, 285 yards per game, 37 touchdowns, 13 picks. So they're comparable across the board with 2 or 3 yards within one interception of each other and within 3 touchdowns of each other. Mm-hmm. So when you just look at the numbers alone, you're like, well, this is the same quarterback, but it is a different monster. When the game, I will agree with you on that. When the game actually starts, Mahomes adds an element, and you saw it against the Bills.
You saw it.
How he could run the ball and just change the dynamic, and the defense had to adjust for it. You had to play off or keep a spy in on the quarterback, and that left, you know, you saw it a couple times. Tyreek Hill got a one-on-one matchup, and he didn't even hesitate. He just threw it.
It's over at that point.
And I just don't know, not picking on the Bengals here, but any defense, when you have to keep a guy in to stay on the quarterback, and Patrick Mahomes is more than capable.
And he's
on another level.
And like you said, right, like the Bills' defense, one of the best in the NFL. They should have the best.
Yeah.
They should have had at least 15 sacks last night, but they were playing the magician, Patrick Mahomes. And one other thing that I have to say about this game is Joe Burrow will be going on his back a lot. He got sacked 9 times by the Tennessee Titans, and I think it might be more than that in this game with Chris Jones and Frank Clark coming at him.
Boy, they played a good game against Buffalo.
Yep. You know. No, I just think that the offense, they need to – going into this offseason for the Cincinnati Bengals, they need to draft these offensive linemen to protect this guy. This is your guy for 15 years. This guy will get you to these playoffs if you protect him. They got the stars, and I obviously they made the right pick with not going offensive line over Ja'Marr Chase. Obviously that was correct, but they need to protect this guy going into the future.
Well, and Riley Reiff, you know, the tackle.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on the IR with a left ankle injury. That he went down the 16th of January.
Yep.
So, you know, just that pays a little more credence into your theory here.
Yeah.
And I think that Kansas City, that defensive front, they're going to get a couple of sacks. And that's not just the Kansas City thing. That's been something we've seen throughout the year against Cincinnati is Joe Burrow on his back.
Joe Burrow's the most sacked quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, it's just – and I mean, he got hurt last year because he was getting beat up so much.
Because he was getting beat up.
You have to believe Cincinnati will make that – you know, they're going to make that investment. And I think they tried to last year.
Yeah, they did. Yep.
Yeah. But for this game, you know – Kansas City is going to bring pressure, and you're right. I'm thinking they're going to get 4 sacks at least.
Yeah,
right.
No doubt about it.
It's just that even with that, Burrow's still been able to find.
I agree.
Okay, so just circling back here, point spreads at 7.5 at on BetMGM sports betting app.
Yep.
You have 7 there at Caesars.
Yes, sir.
I'm taking the Bengals. They can cover. I don't know how they do it, but they do. They do.
Oh no, man.
I mean, you're all right. You're all talking right. Like if it was 10.5, you'd still take the Chiefs here.
I might. No, not that high. I'm talking a touchdown, and I'm talking a touchdown. This can happen at any point of the game that the Chiefs are up by a touchdown and the game ends. I'm saying that these Chiefs are way more experienced in the playoffs, especially in the AFC Championship game. I don't think the Bengals have actually won a playoff game besides these two that Burrow has won in 50 years. I think they are just too young. I don't like going against my boy Zach Taylor, but
Husker,
go GBR. But I just think the Chiefs are too much, and Burrow's going to be on his back just a little too much to cover this spread.
I don't want to hit you, you know, with a low blow here, but mm-hmm. you already talked about it. Cincinnati's already beat them once.
Yep.
And I mean, this is over a touchdown spread. I just think it's insane. What about the money line? We got a -350 here for the Chiefs. What are you going to do with that? Are you going to, I mean, from what I'm hearing, you're just going to pour it on. Bet the money line, bet the spread, bet the over.
Anything, Mahomes. Anything red, I'm putting money towards, man.
No
anything
way.
Red. And you know me being a Lynch Eagle, I want to go orange and black, but no, I'm going red. Chiefs Kingdom. All these bets, over, -7, money line, whatever you want to do, I'd parlay all 3 if I could.
Love that reference, Lynch Eagles. I don't know if there's too many folks out there. The old orange and black.
I mean.
Co-op now.
We'll get them. We'll get them on it. But no, like you're correct. I am going all red this weekend with the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. It's all red in my book.
Totally on the other side of the fence here. Going to stick with the Rams at home. Matthew Stafford, he's going to elevate. We got a little shook up last week, but he was able to right the ship and finish to beat, oh my God, Tom Brady is here.
The GOAT.
He somehow beat the GOAT. I don't know how that could ever happen in a world, but he did.
He's 50 years old.
I think he's 44.
Same thing.
That's insane. He's 44.
84 in football
84
years.
84 in football years. And then on the other side, I do think the Chiefs will win. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But the Cincinnati Bengals are going to make a game out of it. If for no other reason, the Chiefs have this crazy ability to make every game close regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's the Jacksonville Jaguars. Okay, I won't go that far.
Well, the Houston Texans.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple years ago in the playoffs, went down on them 21-0.
Yeah.
But ended up beating them by 21. I get it.
But this year, I just feel like the Chiefs have allowed teams to hang around. And they play up or down to teams' abilities. And I still think they're going to win. It's at Arrowhead, like you said. And I also will buy into the you got to pay your dues. You know, Mahomes got beat early by Tom Brady when he was, you know,
yep.
In New England. I just felt like that was a pay your dues type
of
game.
It was.
And that might be what Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals are going through this year. So at the 7.5, I am taking the Bengals to cover. Chiefs win, over under. I'm with you on that.
Hit the over. Hit the over.
Hit those overs.
If anything we're agreeing on, it's that there will be points in this game.
The overs, big time. Big
yes, sir.
Times. All right, well, there you have it, folks. My name is Andy Klassen, joined by Jabron, like
Jabron
always.
Jabron James.
our Vegas, would you say Vegas insider, or where are you hailing out of nowadays?
Lincoln, Nebraska insider. Just love to look at the lines and like to, throw my opinions out there. If anybody will listen, that'll be awesome.
Well, you've consistently hit over half of your parlays, which I think is crazy insane. I don't even like to touch parlays.
Right.
But you're all over them, so you obviously take some time and look into what you're doing. That's just an amazing run you had this year with those. But next week, I think we're going to have a lot to talk about.
For sure.
We've got some more NCAA basketball. It's actually getting to be kind of a fun time of the year where we're getting into some middle of the conference play. And, of course, Super Bowl. We'll be Super Bowl bound.
Super Bowl bound, Kansas City Chiefs.
And I think we got some really fun UFC matchups. That's coming your way,
No doubt about it.
Until next time, I'm Andy Klassen.
I'm Jabron.
You've been listening to the WTL Podcast.
WTL.
It's a big, hairy American winning machine. You ain't first, you're last.
WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days, on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.